Welcome back, boy. Nice to see you're able to come visit me. This corner of my playground is rather special in that I only allow naked boys into it. So if you haven't done so already, strip right now, boy. Lose all the clothing. All of it. Good boy. Come on in then. Step into my parlor, as it were. Yes, it is warm in here, but that's all right. It's going to get pretty fucking hot before you leave. Do you like my outfit? I decided to show a bit of, well, a lot of cleavage this time. I find that it makes boys like you much more attentive for some reason. You're a staring boy, aren't you? No need to stare at anything just yet. But you do see what I mean about being more attentive, right? I'd like to introduce you here to my chair. If you could see the look on your face. Do you wonder what kind of things might be implanted while I have you here sitting? In my chair. It doesn't matter. You will respond to my suggestions and my commands while sitting in this chair. It doesn't matter whether or not you consciously remember any of it in the end. So, go ahead. Sit down, boy. Take a seat in my chair. Make yourself comfortable. That's right. Lean back. Relax while I dim the lights right here. Good. Comfortable? I see you're excited about being here. Tell me, boy, does having a hard cock make it hard to think? I think it does, boy. Let me step over here right in front of you, right about here. So, here I am, standing right in front of you, and there you are, sitting in my chair, staring up at me, excited and aroused, just waiting for me to hypnotize you. After all, that's why you're here, isn't it, boy? You're here because you want to be hypnotized, right? Say it for me then. Say out loud the words, I want to be hypnotized. Oh, I'm sorry, boy. I couldn't hear you. Once more, louder, so I know you mean it, okay? Say it again for me, louder this time. I want to be hypnotized. Good boy. Yes, you're sitting naked in my chair because you want to be hypnotized. You are here, listening to me now, naked, a well-trained boy who wants nothing more than to have his self-control dissolve while listening to my voice. And it will, indeed, dissolve. Your self-control will dissolve as you listen to the sound of my voice. What are you looking at, boy? You seemed very interested in my cleavage a few seconds ago, boy. Well, now's your chance for another view. I'm sure you noticed the pendant, snug and warm, between my breasts. Is that what you're staring at before? Or maybe you were focusing on the way that my breasts seem to cradle it, keeping it centered, keeping it warm and safe.